Church wardens are responsible for the day-to-day functioning of the parish. But the work is not just the maintenance of the building, it's also helping the smooth running of the church. To learn more about the role, I talked to Roger Outlaw at the beautiful All Saints Church in Chedgrave near Loddon.
We have a bell tower here, the bottom of which is probably Saxon, a small Saxon chapel. And the Normans then built the nave onto that, I think is the best way of describing it. So we have a Norman nave, and little happened then until the Georgian period, when the church was completely revamped. A north aisle was put in, so that's adjacent to the bell tower as well, so it's all one complete building now. And they punched through the north wall of the church to do that, and put new windows in both sides of the church, north and south. And that was, as I say, 200 years ago, last year. Since then, I think little has changed. The pews would have come in since then. And I think in many churches, and certainly a fair percentage of the people here, we'd be happy to see the pews go, just to give us the space to use the church for things other than just sitting here for Sunday prayer. The grounds haven't changed much in size. We had a hall built on 30 years ago, before my time, and that's a real useful amenity for a number of local groups as well as for the people who use the church more regularly.
I mean, it's really well maintained. It's been looked after very well, hasn't it?
I think it has over the years, yes. As is the case with all churches, we have a 5-yearly inspection by an architect. The diocese employs these architects to come around and do us on this quinquennial cycle. We were last looked at 2 years ago, and the architect then would provide a list of possible work, probable work, and essential work over the next 5-year period. And we're fairly fortunate here that we're in pretty sound condition, with the possible sole exception, as we're sat here in the chancel, that we've got Death Watch Beetle above us in the chancel beams. Hope it won't fall on us while we're sat here. As happened with the church in North Norfolk last year, I believe, sadly. So we're in the process of having that looked at the moment. All of the coronavirus rules and regulations, how they've affected us here? Well, obviously significantly. We were closed totally for a significant period. We would constantly get updates from the diocese and from the Church of England itself, more generally, on what the current conditions were. So we always knew on a day-to-day basis what was happening. And that was passed on regularly to the rector here and to the other priests in our benefice and to the church wardens, so that we knew exactly where we stood. And as we prepared to open, then again, new information came out, new instructions and advice. And we've been able to work with that to reopen, it seems ages ago now, actually, it must be at least a month now, isn't it? We were able to reopen the church for services, and also we have it open during the week for prayer as well, individual private prayer. So you'll have seen the notice on the gate as we came in, and the parts of the pews are blocked off here, and some have got a sign in them saying you may sit here, but they're all spaced, so if people do come in, they can be spaced. And on a daily basis, our cleaner comes in at the end of the day and just cleans up the areas which are available to visitors.
Yes.
And on Sunday, similarly, we have to socially distance. So the different ribbons in the church here, the banners, get moved around to more appropriate locations so that families can sit together and so on. But we are all spaced around the church. And of course, it reduces significantly the numbers that can come in here. But so far it's been fine that we've been able to accommodate. We've been full in reduced terms on a couple of occasions already. But of course, looking ahead now with Christmas coming, I can't believe that this is going to be over anytime soon. So a lot of our Christmas gatherings and that kind of thing are going to suffer down the road a bit further.
Yes, you don't think about these things, do you, really, necessarily?
Well, no, none of us expected this, did we? It came right out of the blue. When people were talking about it being all over in a couple of weeks, I thought, what nonsense then? And I think we're obviously got to live with this for a long time to come, I think.
Yes.
And that's fine. We'll adapt and live with it. As a church here, what we've been doing is we've already opened up on a couple of occasions and had activities, one involving the natural history of the churchyard. So you may not have noticed when you came in, but there are signs up on various places around here, where there are bird boxes, insect boxes, a bee bank, etc., etc., just explaining what's around and about. And we had a morning where people could come in and look around, bring children and come in and go around in small family groups, and speak to members of the congregation who were dealing with each area of what was going on. And that was a pleasant morning, and again, all socially distanced. And then we actually had a small fete a couple of weeks ago, where again, we were able to space things out, invite people in by one of our gates, and then go round in a circle and go out the other gate. So it was, again, socially distanced. And well, the good thing about that was it really got a lot of people in here over the four-hour period. So we had 100 or so people come in, but in little groups, family groups and what have you, and friends who were in the same group together and what have you. So it was nice to have them come back, because most of them we would know by sight, or if not, better than that. Yeah. So you're regaining that relationship which has been stretched for all of us, hasn't it, over the past months.
Yes. Well, I wanted to ask you about your role as church warden. Tell me about that.
Yes, sure. I was talking to the rector yesterday about this, about meeting you today, and he said, well, anyone who actually read all the rules and regulations of church warden as they are set out in the diocesan office would never do the job. So I think it's probably fair to say that every church warden has a different way of doing whatever they're doing. And the excuse in many ways for that is that every church is different. So here we have a small, largely Norman church with add-ons, as opposed to maybe a big Victorian church in the city, for example. And so your requirements are different. I was asked to become church warden by the PCC. I'm on the parochial church council. I sit on the parochial church council. And I was already doing odds and ends. I was asked to take that on, and my predecessors, one of them was taking on the role of treasurer, which I would never have volunteered for. And so I was able to take it on from someone who'd been doing it before, and I've got someone I can ask. That's the big thing. In fact, both of the two previous church wardens, I've been able to, both come here still and I can ask them things. So I said, yes, I'd do it. Not knowing quite what I was letting myself in for, but I think at the core of what I'm doing here, it comes down to the safety and security of the church and the people in it. And what I mean by that is it does involve things like making sure you're having an annual fire check, making sure your electrics are checked every year, and all the other necessary utilities and things like that. And the reason I see that as being so important is because there's not much point, as all churches have to do, in paying a large amount of insurance for your church to be in case of anything going wrong, and then finding you don't meet the requirements anyway because you've got no fire extinguishers or whatever. So at a very prosaic level, that seemed to me to be a very important thing, and we've managed to sort all of that out, and that goes forward. As I said earlier, the architect came and did the survey 2 years ago. She reported back, and we've been able, largely myself as church warden, but with help from others, to take forward things that came out of that, requirements that came out of that. And so that all helps to keep things on a fairly even keel on a day-to-day basis. But of course you're doing a lot more than that. The grounds, obviously, you're responsible for, and making sure that that's fairly tidy. Not for one moment do I ever want it to be totally neat and tidy, in that sort of very buttoned up sense which you might expect, because it's a place that's in use all the time. A story I often tell people is about 12 months ago, before morning service, I was just stood in the doorway of the church, and a mother who doesn't and child who don't come to services here were in the churchyard, And the child was just a little girl, three or four, was running around between the gravestones, and her mother said, "I'm ever so sorry." I said, "It's absolutely fine." And it is. You know, this isn't a place where I expect hushed voices or anything else. And I think that's fair to say of most of us here, that we would feel the same. It's a community place where you may come to visit somebody, and people do come a lot to visit relatives who've passed on. Others come just to view the church or just to be in a quiet place. And others maybe just to come and sit and reflect or over something in their lives or whatever. And we're open for all of that. And of course, the good thing for me, because I'm a relatively new arrival in this part of the world. Historically, my family are from Norfolk, but I'm a bit of a newcomer. But being here in Chedgrave, and being here in the churchyard, meeting a lot of the people, it's interesting how much you learn about Chedgrave and about the community, just chatting to people who come into the church. And I enjoy that a lot.
Do you have a particular period that you serve for?
It has to be renewed annually. This year, of course, the rules have been stretched because there's normally a service in which you become officially a church warden for the year at the cathedral every year. But that's been put off this year, so I'm able to carry on without having to go through that process this year. And hopefully, we'll be able to get back to normal next year. And that's an opportunity to at least see just how many church wardens there are, because there's a lot when they're all gathered in the cathedral for this service in summer in one evening. And it's a chance to talk to different people about different things as well. So it's always a pleasure.
So are you responsible for sort of the upkeep of the church inside?
Yes, as I said, the maintenance of utilities and all the services, then I would have oversight of that and obviously call in anyone to deal with it. We've got a flower rota here, which has got quite a few members on it, who will come in and change the flowers on a regular basis. And we're doing so also under COVID rules when we were, not when we were closed, but when we started to reopen again. And it gave a certain life to the church to actually come through the door and see the flowers in here. I was going to say we felt we were turning a corner. That's probably the right thing to say, because I don't think we've turned the corner yet. But at least it made it brighter to be able to come in and see signs of life back in here.
Do you think there are particular characteristics or knowledge that you would use to suggest somebody to be a church warden? I mean, is it just somebody who's got the wits about them, or somebody very practical?
I think it's a mix of everything, quite honestly. I think, yes, there's certainly elements of practicality in it. It depends how old the person is who's taking it on, how much they'll take on, probably. Because from time to time I'm outside of a ladder. I'm past the days of going on the roof now. I'll find someone else to do that. But I'm still happy to go out and do things like that more practically. And other people might not be happy with doing that. I mean, I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm sure there are those who wouldn't want to be doing the more physical side of it. But then the advantage of the church community is that probably someone else in the community would step in and do that if you ask them. Usually there's someone else that you can ask if there's something you aren't prepared to do or need some help with. And it is not just the sole role. You are part of a team. I am only one church warden here, and we could have two. But I know that I can call on other people to help, and have done. And when we're doing things like our events and such like, then we'll all be pitching in probably and doing bits and pieces of whatever it is that we're organising.
So how many days a week would you be coming in here?
7.
Really?
Yes, I might miss the odd day. I might be away for a few days or something. But I'm in here most days. I'm not in here necessarily for a long time, but I will certainly be in here sometimes for a longer period. And others, twice a week, we'll have morning prayer in here at 9 o'clock. So usually our priest in the village and myself and others may well be here just for that period then. But and then myself, I'll come in here and sit and have some quiet time sometimes.
What do you like doing best?
What do I like doing best? All of it, quite honestly. I mean, I used to be a young ornithologist leader for Mid-Hampshire a long time ago when I lived in Hampshire. And I've always been very, very keen on bird watching, what have you. My eldest son lives in Hales with his family. He inherited that from me and has taken it to another level with him, and his wife and his children are all very keen. So around the churchyard here, then we've got all kinds of bird boxes up and down. So it's an interest of mine around the churchyard all every day when you're doing something. You're listening and watching and everything.
That's nice. So that adds another
dimension to it, really.
It does.
And it's also something we can include in some of the activities we do. Not just birds, but other things. Other members of the congregation will bring other gifts as well and interests. It's lovely here. A thing I often comment on, sat here in the chancel, particularly where you're sat at the moment, is that in the morning the sun rises in the east and comes through that lovely coloured glass window here, the stained glass window. And the wall here and the floor here will be covered in patches of colour, all different colours. And while we're sat here, for morning prayer, it's moving slowly as the sun moves. So you're saying it's idyllic, and sometimes it's absolutely beautiful in its own way. Just during that period in the morning, it's one of my favourite times in here. One part of the role is observing the church rules, which aren't terribly strict, so that's not a major problem, but also ensuring that visitors and that are aware of the situation here. So there was a piece in the EDP, was it a month or so ago, of a church, I won't say where, but the church personnel had decided to go around the graveyard, the churchyard, and pick up everything they didn't like the look of and stack it in a corner somewhere. And I thought that was overkill. We put up a notice here 12 months ago, 18 months ago now, just reminding people that there are rules and regulations about keeping the churchyard tidy, not to be draconian or in any way, you know, awkward, but just for the benefit of all, really, so that people come in here can see that it's managed and not, again, I say, you know, all buttoned up tight, but at least looked after so that when they come in and other people come in, maybe just to stroll around or to see family or whatever, that they feel comfortable with it and feel that efforts are made to keep it tidy as opposed to pristine. And so with that in mind, I did take out a variety of different things, particularly anything that was glass, because that's always a hazard. And when the mowers are in cutting, then obviously that's always a hazard. So what I would call minor things like that we removed. But what we did was we stored them all in the porch with a sign up there saying, hey, if you want them, please. So it's trying to work with the community wherever it's possible to do so. I think that's an important part of what we are. Well, it's the most important part of what we are and what we do. Because we're tucked away a little bit here, the main run through, as you know, in Chedgrave is below us here. And I'm sure there are some people in Chedgrave who perhaps have never been here. Or know that it's there. Probably not very many, but I bet there's one or two. And it's nice to know that many do know we're here, that when we do have an event, then it'll be busy. In normal times, very, very busy, hundreds and hundreds of people. And in quiet times now, as I say, we had at least 100 or so people coming through, staggered. And it worked very well, actually. When somebody said afterwards that they'd be giving a rough count that there were 100, I thought, wow, it never seemed like that, because there would be two or three here and then a gap. And it was nice to know it could work like that, because it was the first time we'd tried it, obviously. And we're fortunate in having the play area next to us here, just down the slope from the church. And we use that on occasion, both for services and for activities. So, and the parish council are aware of that and accommodating of that. The parish council, between 1 and 2 years ago, it must be pushing 2 years ago now, had the lych gate built at the entrance to the church. That's nothing to do, well, it is obviously something to do with the church, it's at the church entrance, but it's purely a parish council initiative. And it was built as a war memorial. We do have memorials in the church for the fallen, but they wanted to do that. And It's somewhere where the parish council and the church council have linked with the church. So those links are very important in what we do here, I think. It is about supporting the clergy and the PCC and the congregation, which is a lot of what I've just been saying, I suppose. But yes, that's the church wardens here to support ideas that the PCC have, that the parochial church council have. And even if I don't think it's a good idea, if the PCC decide that's what they want to do, then okay, then I'll move forward with whatever it is. But generally, we have pretty much a consensus. We're fortunate here that people are pulling together. We hope to have each year, and we have done in recent years, to have an away day in September. The difficulty this year being finding a venue, of course, and the place we've used for the last few years at another church relatively nearby is not available to us this year. So we may have to find, well, we are searching, I know the rector's searching for an alternative. Because an away day with a chance for us all to get there, and certainly there's a, it's a chance to look at what we're going to do for the next year. And it's an exciting chance, really, to think of new initiatives or taking forward something we're already working on. And I think for the most part we all enjoy that. So we all take lunches and have a communal lunch, or in the past, obviously this year's different, and at the same time discuss current and upcoming ideas and initiatives for the next period. It's been fun and very worthwhile in the last couple of years. It is a very pleasant community, and it's a pleasure to be doing this. I enjoy it immensely. So unless I'm thrown out, I should probably continue doing it. I'll continue doing it for a while.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you're very welcome.
I was talking to Roger Outlaw, the church warden at All Saints Church, Chedgrave.